Welcome to North State Give and Take. My name's Bobby Tryon, and you're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, California. Today, I'm talking to Matt York. Matt is with a nonprofit called Illuminade.org. Welcome, Matt, to North State Give and Take.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. I appreciate being invited.
So, and I know you're sitting in Chico, but this is an international nonprofit, is it not?
It is. We focus on the 70 poorest countries in the world.
Wow.
So Illuminade's mission is to help in educating the world's poorest billion people through low-cost technology.
And boy, that opens quite a can of worms, I would imagine, what you do and how you do it.
We help aid organizations to use video and cordless projectors to reach communities without access to the internet or electricity. So we always partner with a charity, a ministry of government, or a non-government organization, an NGO. We always partner with them. And they are usually engaged in an endeavor to increase the quality of life of their beneficiaries. They are typically engaged in behavior change. So they identify a behavior. We'll use an example, Mercy Corps or CARE. So a project that we worked on recently was CARE Malawi. In Malawi, there's a great deal of poverty, and part of the struggle there is hygiene. So people still practice open defecation there, which is an issue that has become concerning here in our own town along the creeks because of the homeless or the unsheltered population. Open defecation in the developing world is the norm, was the norm. It's been that way for a very, very long time. Those of us who are educated know that rain can and does wash human waste into the watershed, and the people downstream are able to be infected, or likely to be infected, by any intestinal-borne disease. So this is why we have such a high incidence of diarrhea around the world. So the solution for this behavior is to stop open defecation and to start using an outhouse or a latrine. So organizations like CARE Malawi have been building latrines and using them. Many of their constituents or the beneficiaries are far away from the capital city of Lilongwe, and they are not in regular contact with well-educated people. They're often away from electricity and the internet. So there are definitely extension workers that work with CARE to do extension work. They travel to these remote places, sometimes only by motor scooter because the transportation options are limited. And even after that, they have to walk a long way. Sometimes they need to walk in water. Sometimes they need to walk in water up to their chest for an hour to get to a disconnected community which lacks electricity. Some of these environments, the children are malnourished. They have diarrhea too often because they're not drinking clean water. So we partner with CARE, who are trying to enlighten the beneficiary population by teaching them with spoken words, like I am now, but it's face-to-face. They sometimes will gather people and they'll bring a flip chart to show some examples. But we helped CARE Malawi to make some short videos that explicitly shows how open defecation leads to sickness downstream. Sometimes we use animation, sometimes we use just a story that's being told by an elder. We have a little formula for the videos that we help our partners make. We have a person who appears on camera, on the front of the video camera, that says, I did not used to practice the preferred behavior of using latrines in this case. Preferred to do what my grandparents did and my great-grandparents did and my ancestors did. We would just openly defecate. This is not something that we were concerned about. I do know that some of my relatives in the next village over downstream were getting sick often. And they told me that it was because we were not using latrines that our relatives downstream are sick. And I didn't believe it until one of my children got sick because they were drinking water from downstream. So they confessed their non-embracing of a behavior, in this case, using latrines. The on-camera talent would say, now I've grown to understand what a latrine is. Initially, I didn't believe it was important, but I overcame my doubts, and now I use a latrine, and I feel like there are less sick people in my community. So we have that testimonial piece, and again, sometimes we just kind of show, obviously not kind of people using a latrine literally while they're relieving themselves, but people entering a latrine, exiting, and you know, on rare occasion, latrines need to be moved or emptied. So we just try to enlighten people about the wisdom behind things like latrine use.
You've tuned in to an interview with Matt York from Illuminate.org on KZFR 90.1 FM.
But it also could be something very simple, using 5 kernels of corn instead of 7 kernels of corn per mound when you're growing corn, because you're saving seed and you actually get more yield. It could be something entirely different. It could be reading, which is not really a behavior. So we are behavior change communications consultants, and we always partner with an organization in the 70 poorest countries in the world where the poorest 1 billion people live. These people are living on less than $1.50 a day. So we've specifically targeted these extraordinarily difficult places. We find places where no one else wants to go, and we go there. And we try to do our best to help the agencies working there, sometimes the Ministry of Government. We've worked with the Ministry of Health in the Gambia. We have a proposal in to the Ministry of Health for Afghanistan. So we identify the most difficult places, and we identify the most capable partner, and we help them to make short videos, 2 or 3 minutes, and to show those videos on battery-powered video projectors. And these last for about 2 hours. They're bright enough and loud enough to reach 50 people. When I say they last 2 hours, it's battery powered. After that, they're recharged with a small solar panel about the size of a notebook, or they can be attached to the dashboard of an occasional car that might be available, or more often they're connected to the terminals of a motor scooter battery. So the cameras that we provide these organizations and the speakers and the projectors are all repowered, recharged off the grid where there is no power grid. There's no plugs in any walls. So they can make lots of videos about behavior change and encourage the people who are in their beneficiary populations to adopt healthier behavior.
Do you have some members from the Illuminati team that go there? So, I mean, do you have some people that are traveling around and working with the groups in these countries, or whoever that is, the government or an organization? Someone from your organization goes there.
Yeah, so our fundamental operation is that we reach out to prospective partners by email. We meet with them like you and I are meeting now by Zoom, and we then try to make a proposal about how we can help them in their endeavors. Once we find that we're in agreement, we deliver equipment in our luggage, we fly there, and we conduct a 4-day workshop assisted by local video trainers that we preemptively brief on our curriculum. So we do a 4-day workshop, we deliver video cameras, microphones, projectors, recharging equipment, and we empower these organizations. We equip them and empower them with the skills to make these videos. So we go to places that no one wants to go. Very, very difficult places where clean water is hard to get for us. And often we are in places where we're eating the same food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, lentils and rice in Nepal, for example, where the hotel is maybe $21 and the thread count on the sheets is 12. I'm being sarcastic there, but we go to extraordinarily difficult places in the world. And I feel uniquely blessed to be resilient in these environments, that I can sleep and I'm not anxiety ridden about the fact that the window screens are imperfect and mosquitoes are getting in. I'm taking my anti-malarial prophylactic to protect myself from malaria. And I'm eating the local food which would not likely pass the health inspection here in Chico, California. So yes, we do travel, and we travel a long way. Often it's 30 hours door to door. Spend a lot of time sleeping in coach airline seats. And again, so I think I've been uniquely gifted that I can accept that fate of sitting in an airline seat for 14 hours. You get up and walk around, do some yoga in the back of the plane, and meditate, read, watch a video, sleep, watch a movie. And then, once I get to the international airport, some of them are not much different than the Chico Municipal Airport. They're very crude. And then often there's, a many, many hour vehicle ride to the location where we do the training. And we are often on, I think in South Sudan, it was a 6 hour ride on an unpaved road. And it was just, bumps for 6 hours. So we go to very, very difficult places, and we really commune with the people. We teach them. We build trust in them. And when I'm in these places, often I am the only light-skinned person for kilometers around.
Wow. Boy, and it is lucky that your body can handle that, because you're right. That that can do people in, not being able to handle that part of it.
So we've identified these 70 countries. Inside those 70 countries, there are ministries of government and there are non-government organizations, NGOs. Usually the major NGOs, the brand names that you recognize, like Catholic Relief Services or World Vision or Mercy Corps, they operate there. So we just gain access to email addresses for decision makers in these organizations. And we do a campaign to enlighten them about what we could do for them and invite them into a Zoom call. Mm-hmm. So a lot of email outreach, lots of Zoom calls. Before the coronavirus, we were, speaking with maybe 12 prospects a week. And if we do 4 or 5 projects a year, we're happy and we're satisfied and we are fulfilling our mission and making ends meet, so to speak.
So this nonprofit's been up for about 10 or 12 years?
Yeah, 2008 was our first year, so 12 years.
Uh-huh. And were you a founding member?
I was, yes. I'm the founder of the organization.
Okay, great. And you have a board and all of that you, of course, have to have?
Yeah, we have a board. Maybe 25% of the board are Chico residents. Mm-hmm. And the rest are scattered around the country. So we want to be sure that our funders don't view us as a small town organization, mm-hmm. but as a global operation. So our board of advisors has people who are on multiple continents, but all of our board of directors members currently are U.S. Based.
Uh-huh. And where are you located? Is it a place here that people that you want people to stop in and see you at the office, or it's not like a public office sort of business kind of thing here in Chico? Because I don't know where you are even.
So we're behind Immediate Care on Vallombrosa, okay. The corner of Vallombrosa and Mangrove. And we do get dropping guests occasionally, and we're happy when that happens. It doesn't happen often, but it is a storefront. It's a building behind Immediate Care on Vallombrosa.
Okay.
With yellow window frames. So people come in, and we have volunteers here. We have interns here. We have a lean paid staff. We coexist in a space with Video Maker Magazine, which is an organization I founded about 32 years ago. So yes, if people are inspired to learn more about us and think about participating by volunteering, or some people may be inspired to include us in their philanthropic portfolio, and we welcome the opportunity to meet them face-to-face and for them to ask penetrating questions about how we operate. We're very transparent here, and we're happy to have prospective donors join the current donors that stop in at their leisure to kind of see what we're doing on a given day.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I wanted to really get your organizations and others out there just for that. I didn't realize you were here, and I'm very interested to come in. And what a great opportunity for volunteers here in town that I don't think people realize was even an option. So
yeah, we have certainly have had our share of pain and suffering and crises as a community here in Butte County, starting with the dam disaster, rolling into the campfire and other fires this year. So, you know, we are in this chapter in our community, we are probably all collectively inward looking because we're hurting and we're attempting to heal. And just when we feel like we're healing, something else happens. So it's a very difficult time. But some of us are called to work where there's more pain and very, very, very far away. And that's the calling that I have received personally. So, you know, there might be a different chapter in the future when Chico and our county is celebrating again and robust and confident and healed. But it's been a very difficult few years here in our community. And I just can't say enough about the local nonprofits that do wonderful work, the North Valley Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. We all know that there's a large unsheltered or homeless challenge in our community. The Jesus Center is doing great work. So there's lots of things that are local that are important. But, you know, there are people with even greater, deeper needs, suffering on a daily basis, but they just happen to be extraordinarily far away from here. So
we'll take a break here. You're listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, and we are interviewing Matt York from Illuminade.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back to North State Give and Take. I'm Bobby Tryon, and today we're interviewing Matt York from Illuminade.org. Welcome back, Matt. Tell me about one of the furthest countries that you've gone to with Illuminade.
The furthest that we have gone is Papua New Guinea. So if you drilled a hole in the ground and got out the other side, you'd be kind of someplace in the Indian Ocean, not too far from Papua New Guinea and Oceania. And that was multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. So that was 3 or 4 years ago. It's airborne. Now everyone knows this thing about airborne, and we know about viral particles that are in aerosols. So tuberculosis, we were kind of, as a society, humanity was getting the upper hand on tuberculosis. But there's a strain that's multi-drug resistant. And if you're near someone who's coughing, the people around will inhale infection. So just like we're all really acutely aware now of masks and vapor spray from coughing, 3 or 4 years ago, none of us really thought about these things very much. But we went and helped World Vision in Papua New Guinea to inspire the disconnected population that they really can do something about multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, because it was really beginning to get out of control. It was the most acute outbreak on the planet at the time. We've also done work in West Africa during the Ebola crisis. So when everybody was flying out of West Africa, I was flying in, making my family and my friends very, very nervous. When we did some videos, training there, we made some videos on how to stem the spread of the Ebola virus. When I returned from West Africa, was Guinea this particular time, in the jetway of the airport at JFK in New York, not in the airport, in the jetway, someone came walking toward me. "Welcome back, Mr. York." And I said, "Well, who are you? How do you know me? We're here to receive you. We are going to make sure that you're not carrying the Ebola virus. And I get my temperature taken, like becoming normal in our society today. At the time, it was quite intimidating, knowing that if I failed that test, I would be in a tent inside of Newark Airport or JFK for 2 weeks. So it was nerve-wracking. You know, you might be just because you're nervous, you're elevated your temperature a little bit or whatever. So we've been called to some very, very unusual places, and it's a challenging calling or vocation, but incredibly rewarding to take the incredible blessing that I have living in this abundant world, this abundant community of Chico. And I recharge my batteries and go to deal with adversity elsewhere and be an encourager, bring hope in the form of know-how that they can apply to their own set of challenges there in the locations that we serve.
Well, you are an amazing blend of great know-how in the technology and video world into just a good heart. And like you said, for some reason, it is your calling. And pulling those together, I can see the need for it, and I can see how rewarding it probably really is.
It is, some people, I'm 63. Some people, they are really energized by tennis or golf or a vacation home or hunting or fishing. And I enjoy those things. I'm not a regular practitioner of those things. I like to go with people to do those things, to watch them enjoy that. But this is the thing I was made to do. And it's really rewarding. And I don't know, if I'm ever going to stop doing this. I can't imagine not doing this. It's just like the thing I was made to do.
Nice. Let me get a little bit of just connecting information. What is the address there? What is the address of your office?
645 Mangrove Avenue is our location. Okay. Behind MediaCare and at the corner of Mangrove.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to call the office?
343-7868 is our number. 343-7868.
Okay. Just to have those things. And of course, a website at illuminate.org.
Yeah.
There and look at some of the videos, I would imagine, and things like that. I had been looking at it.
Yeah. We have a presence on most of the social media platforms, so YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. So yeah, there's lots of different avenues to learn about us. And we're just grateful to be in a community like Chico.
Yeah, definitely. And it's an honor for me to meet you, and I feel good that you're here in Chico, and that's good. I think that that adds to our community.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And thank you for what you're doing too. I think that this new radio program is great. Most of the things we hear in the media, it's not encouraging. And it sounds like you're all about encouraging news. So you're a blessing. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Matt.
You've been listening to an interview on North State Give and Take with Matt York from Illuminate.org here in Chico, an international nonprofit that you can get more information at Illuminate.org. And I thank you, Matt, for that nice compliment. That is what North State Give and Take is all about. We'd like to just encourage some good communication and learn what people are doing, because there are amazing things going on, even though it's sometimes hard to see it and remember it and appreciate it. If you or anyone that you know would like to be interviewed on North State Give and Take, nonprofit, community organization, or someone doing something they'd like us to know about, please contact me at my email, heartoday, heartoday@gmail.com, or my phone number, 530-520-1593. You can call or text. I've been doing my interviews on Zoom because that seems to be what we're doing these days, and I can connect up with you that way. And hey, notice KZFR is working on some public affairs programming, and as you heard, North State Give and Take, preceded by Ecotopia on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have The Real Deal. That's on at 6. And Thursday, The Butte Report, followed by CNR on the Air.
some new public affairs programming. Tune into it when you can. Also, don't ever forget the Peace and Justice Show on Fridays at 11:30.
So thanks for listening to North State Give and Take. My name's Bobby Tryon, and you're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, California. And until next time.